Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Bedpost Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Aaron Pym, and I'm the producer of the theatrical variety show, The Bedpost Sex Show. Here at the podcast, I like to invite guests and performers from the stage show and beyond to indulge me in a more in-depth conversation about sex and sexuality. This week, I have a super special guest. It's been a long time coming. She is a kink and swing lifestyle community member, Jim.
Hello.
Hello, lady. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Oh, just great.
You're always so special. I love it.
I'm always so special.
You're special.
You are a sparkly gem.
Oh.
I'm going to say that. That'll describe that. Then you can picture it. Everyone can picture it completely. We're here with a topic today, actually.
We are.
Yeah, we want to talk about something super fun, super fun and serious that you have done recently.
My breast augmentation.
Your boobies.
My boobs.
And we've been wanting to talk about this. You've had them for about 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and we've been wanting to talk about it for about that long.
Because mm-hmm. nobody talks about the dark side.
The dark side of the boob.
It's a major surgery.
It's a major surgery. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about, like, go through the whole thing from, like, booking the appointment, from the thought
mm-hmm.
to booking the appointment to the surgery to the after, like, let me have it.
Wow. Okay, well, the thought.
That
goes back years.
Yeah.
So that goes back, I had lost 50 pounds about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And let's just say things turned from hey-o to deflated balloon.
Oh, yeah.
So it was one of those things that's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to get them done.
Yeah.
I'm going to get them done before I turn 45.
Yeah.
And I always said that, and I thought to myself, my 35th birthday is running around the corner.
Yep.
Why wait?
Yeah.
And it was a matter of a week before I got a referral from a friend who had had augmentation done. And I said, give me your surgeon's name. I had a consultation within a week. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
And he was super honest and was like, yeah, we could fill those up.
Yeah.
But we need to lift them too.
Because, a fill and a lift.
Yes. So it was a full lift. It's basically completely reconstructed.
Your chest is completely reconstructed.
Yes.
So, which is major.
Huge.
Major, major.
Huge. Super painful. Doing them both at the same time as well.
Oh, do they usually do one at a time?
Often people will get the lift without the implants.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or they'll get the implants without the lift.
In my head, I was thinking one boob at a time. I'm so dumb. I'm so sorry. That's why it's important to talk about this.
Actually, yes. Often people do only get one.
No.
If you think about it.
Really?
Well, if you've had any sort of asymmetry, there are tons of people that will do just one.
Of course.
Or
if you've lost a breast.
Yep.
Or for whatever reason. Yeah.
Yep. Or they'll even, if like one needs 300 cc's and the other one needs 500 cc's.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Because all boobs are not symmetrical.
No,
that's not the nature of natural breasts.
I was lucky. My surgeon actually said, the good news is that they're symmetrical.
Perfect.
But if I put implants on it, I'm going to get something called a Snoopy boob deformity.
What? Please.
It's basically when the natural breast hangs over.
The implant.
The implant, and kind of like points down.
Yeah, I can picture a Snoopy boob.
Right?
I can picture. So tell me what exactly happened in the consultation. He was super honest and lovely and amazing. Did he show you some breasts and what things might look like? What was the whole experience?
He gave me the round, like the gel implants. To hold in my hand, yeah. So he gave me the three different types. So you've got saline, you've got regular silicone, and you have something called gummy bear silicone, which is a cohesive gel.
It's more viscous.
Yes.
More viscous.
So if you were to cut them in half, they'd be two equal pieces. They wouldn't leak.
Okay.
Obviously, I chose those ones.
Okay.
Yay, no leakage.
Was that the only difference between the three types?
Yeah, well, the saline is great because the scars are smaller, because they can put them in and then fill them up.
Okay.
And with the silicone, the scars can be a little bit smaller than the gummy bear silicone because they're not as tough.
Right.
But the gummy bear silicone, because it's so much tougher, it's harder to squeak in there without making a bigger incision.
Okay. I'm thinking, though, that also changes the texture of the breast.
Not that much. You'd be surprised.
No?
Because
okay.
I went with something called moderate profile. So okay. There's moderate profile and high profile. Moderate profile, they're thinner.
Okay.
They're big and round, but they're thin, so they don't stick out from the chest as much.
More like discs, like
yes.
Flat discs.
Yes.
Okay.
So you know how to describe things when you can't see your hands. I'm making a lot of hand movements.
Yes, she's talking a lot with her hands. So moderate profile and high profile.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lesser step of that?
Just not those that he two. Told me about.
That those two. Okay.
I think there's also like overfilled or something when you're dealing with saline.
Yes.
Because you can overfill them a little bit to make them even more high profile and stick out even more.
Right.
But yeah, no, that wasn't for me. I wanted moderate. I'm like, nope, we're good.
Yeah.
So what he did was he measured my chest.
This is all in the consultation he's doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He measured from where my breast is on the outside up at the top, across to the middle.
To your sternum.
Yes. And then found out kind of what that centimeter, how many centimeters that was. So it was like fitting a shoe. You don't have to say, I want 300 cc's or 600 cc's. You say, your shoe size is a size 14. For me, I had 14 centimeters, which is quite large as far as the size of my chest. Not the size of my boobs. The size of my chest.
Yes.
And so I could get a range.
This is the range that would fit on your frame.
Yeah.
Essentially. Okay.
So they don't come out under your armpit and so that they don't stick too close together. So it was basically you have 14 centimeters, so you need something that is 13 and a half centimeters to 14 and a half centimeters in diameter.
Okay.
So that meant I had no choice but to go at least 425 cc's.
Okay.
Which was 13 and a half centimeters. But I went to 500 cc's.
You jacked it right up.
Yeah, it was about 14.25 centimeters, I think.
Yeah.
So now they're a lot closer together than they used to be.
Right, right.
Yes.
Because you went higher than recommended.
Well, I went within the recommended range.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I did, because most people say my biggest regret is I went too small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, you know what, just do it. I even feel today that I could have gone bigger.
Even bigger.
I think I could have gone with high profile.
Oh, upon reflection. Hindsight 2020, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, upon reflection, I'm like, no, they could stick out a little bit further. Maybe in 25 years when these ones are gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get them redone, whatever.
The other thing he did was measure the location of my nipple.
Yeah.
So if you're picturing your breast as a dartboard.
Yep.
And your nipple is the bullseye.
Yep.
That is perfect. But that's not how boobs work.
Not the nature of natural breasts.
Right? So basically what they're looking for is if your breast is a dartboard and your nipple is the bullseye,
yeah.
The bottom part of the dartboard is the crease under your breast.
Yes.
If your nipple is higher than the crease, you don't need a lift. If it's on or below the crease, you need a lift.
You needed a lift.
And I needed a lift.
Yep.
Because my nipple was, my breast flopped, kind of.
Yeah,
enough that my nipple still pointed forward, but it was below the crease.
They're on the lower half of your breast. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the lower pole is what they
The lower pole. Oh, yeah. The breast
lower
poles.
Lower pole and yes. Upper pole.
North pole.
And I had no upper pole fullness.
No upper pole fullness.
No, that went with the weight. So, yeah.
And then, okay, so you picked the gummy bear silicone. Mm-hmm. You picked 520, did you say?
Yeah, 520 cc's.
You did that all in the consultation?
I originally picked 485 cc's.
And then went up?
And then went for another consultation to try on the 520s.
So you tried on? How did you try it on?
Put a sports bra on.
Yeah.
Pushed my breasts flat and slid it on top of, I guess, the upper pole.
Yeah.
To see where it would end up.
Okay.
It wasn't an exact science, but it gave me an idea of how full my breasts would look in a sports bra.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can wear bras now. I could never wear sports bras. Ever. It just made them disappear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I got the small boobies. So from the consultation, you picked the breast.
Mm-hmm.
What type of breast you wanted,
mm-hmm.
and then how long before, happened next?
Well, it was a decision on whether or not I was going to get the lift with the implants or just the implants and then see if I needed the lift later, mm-hmm. because it was about a $6,000 difference.
Ooh, to get them separately, it cost more money.
No, or to get just the implants was $10,000, and the lift with the implants was $16,000. It was a lot of money.
So that's a big decision.
Yorkville doctor.
Yeah.
That would be why.
Yeah.
But worth it.
It's surgery. You should be spending money on the surgery.
Yeah, you don't want to
chintz on the surgery.
No, there's no bargain shopping for big major surgery.
No.
Especially something that needs
even a small surgery, I feel like. Probably.
Actually, if I'm getting my appendix out, I don't care if you're accurate.
Any type of surgery.
I guess we're just spoiled in Canada because all of those are paid for.
I know, right? Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
So yeah, so then I called them back after I made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, well, when do you want to do it? He does 2 days a week that he's in surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, sooner rather than later so that I can be healed up for summer enough.
Yeah.
And she said, I can do it in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Come on in with a money order. And I just about had a panic attack at work. Because I called on my lunch break.
That's smart.
And I come back out after my lunch break. And everybody told me that I was white as a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? And I'm like,
I'm having my breasts done.
Like, yeah, I'm getting my boobs done, guys. It happened. It all happened so fast.
Once you said the ball in motion, it's like 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. So leading up to the surgery, were you shitting? Were you excited?
Were
you? You blacked out. You just completely blacked out.
I don't remember much. I remember laying in bed about 4 days before, in my head, just everything going nuts, thinking I chose not to tell my parents.
Okay.
Because of just reasons beyond, they're not as accepting of my lifestyle as, so I don't. I don't tell. They don't ask. I don't tell.
Okay.
So I chose not to tell them that because I didn't think they'd understand.
And you're not going to tell them that?
No, I've told one of my brothers and that's it. And I just tie them when I go. I wear a sports bra.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to wear push-up bras. So what I said was basically I wanted my breasts to look without a bra the way that they did with a push-up
bra.
With
a big-ass push-up bra.
And that's exactly the way they look.
So not a huge difference.
Not with the push-up bra.
Make it
huge difference.
Yes. Yeah. But in a shirt, it'd be like, no, you're just wearing a honking push-up bra.
Exactly.
You could be. Yeah.
Exactly. And then wear it high enough that you're not going to see that I have a lot of extra cleavage.
Right. Because they're closer together.
Yes. They're closer together and I have more upper pole fullness.
More upper pole fullness.
Yep.
So 4 days before, you're just...
Do I tell my parents? Why am I not telling my parents? Should I be telling... What if they notice? Oh my God. They're going to be like, you could buy a car for that. Or that could be a down payment on a mortgage. And I knew that it was all going to be, how are you paying for this? And
How are you paying for this?
I took it out of my RSPs.
Took it out of your RSPs.
Yes. Yep. So I have been saving for retirement since I was very young. I started for retirement when I was about 22.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I started putting away money in RSPs for the tax break. So there was money in my RSPs, and I thought, so I could wait until I'm 65 and use that money, or I could take it out now. So because it was $16,000 with withholding taxes, I took out 20 from my retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pay it back later.
Yeah, you got tons of time between now and 65.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, even if you started, I feel like many people have not started investing in their RSPs at our age now. So yeah.
I was ahead of the game.
You're ahead of the game. Even if you restart investing in your retirement now, mm-hmm. you're probably still ahead of the game.
That's the hope.
That's the hope.
I'm like, oh, but I, you know what? People also borrow from their RSPs to do the first time home buyers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I did it
for another investment.
Yes.
Investment in your self-confidence.
Exactly.
And sexiness.
Yeah. And for me, and it's also like body mod. So I've always been a huge fan of tattoos and piercings and implants and other, like, I've never had any implants, but I love when people do body modification, extreme body modification.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. I want to do it. And I actually thought this was a pretty socially acceptable way for me to modify my body in an extreme way
mm-hmm.
that made me feel like, hey, I have something really cool and not natural. I don't know.
So it served the purpose of you needed it done. You felt like you needed it done to be happy with your own body,
mm-hmm.
but also it kind of tickled this body mod kind of fetish.
Yes. Probably more so than anything else.
Yeah.
It was more so that I could have lived the rest of my life with the breasts that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I had put on a lot of weight. I got the boobs. I never had boobs before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived my whole life without them.
Mm-hmm.
When I got them, I loved them. But I was larger, so mm-hmm. I lost the weight, and then I couldn't enjoy the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I could still live with these breasts. They're mm-hmm. still fine, but it was more the body mod. It was more the, sometimes I just get an itching to pierce or tattoo something, so why not do this?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see them. Everybody wants to feel them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a new tattoo. Can I see it?
Yeah. What does it mean?
Yes. Yes.
How old is it? Who did it? Yeah.
How much did it cost?
How much did it cost? Yeah.
Well, and that's the conversations we've been having. So many questions come up that people don't realize.
Yes. Big time.
There's so much to this.
And also, I mean, considering your lifestyle, we mentioned you were mm-hmm. in the kink community and in the swinging community, boobs are a good portion of that.
Yep.
You know, you're wearing some sexy outfits. You're mm-hmm. you're being seen nude or in sexy outfits or...
All the time. And it makes life a lot easier getting dressed for a party. Because I don't have to worry about what shirt I'm going to wear to make my boobs look nice.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I really want to wear that. But it's strapless and I have to wear a bra.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, bra?
Rush?
Who needs a bra?
Now it's the quandary of what outfit will show off my boobs the best.
Right? Yeah. But sometimes, like, a plain white tank top doesn't get better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put on a plain white tank top.
Yeah. Totally.
It's pretty awesome. Right now, I'm still in that space of what's going to cover the scars.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has only been 3 months. And there is a lot of scars that go into this the lift with the implants.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not doing saline.
Yeah.
So I have completely underneath the breasts, mm-hmm. Along the entire curve, down the center from the middle of my nipple,
downwards.
down to the crease, and around my nipples.
Yeah. At the moment.
That's what
it looks like. Yeah.
That's what it will always look like.
The scars not fade a bit, or the color of the scars. Yeah, the scars will go white. Mm-hmm. They'll go white.
They're around the nipples and down the front have gone a lot. They've faded tremendously.
Yeah.
The underneath, obviously, it's carrying more weight.
Yep.
Yes, they're underneath the muscle, but the muscle had to be lifted up in order to put them underneath.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. It hurt like hell.
Yeah, okay, so tell me about, okay, going in for the surgery.
Mm-hmm. It was go to the same office. He had all of his OR in the same building.
Wow.
Yep, he's an incredible doctor. And I don't remember a lot. I have to close my eyes to remember because it was
Take
so
me back.
Intense.
Take me back, Rhea. Yeah.
So you go down into this little room and you put all your stuff into a locker and they clip all of these, like your locker key to your clipboard, fill out a couple of pieces of paper, sign for the actual implants themselves. Like sign before they put them in on how big they were. So it was like, you're getting 520 cc's of the gummy bear silicone.
Sign off on it.
Yes, I am. These are the little strips that came from the package. Initial them. Mm-hmm. So we know that those are my boobs to be.
Yeah.
And then they just wheeled me into the OR and the doctor came in, introduced me to the other doctors that would be in the room. Mm-hmm. They put the IV in my arm. I went to sleep. Mm-hmm. I woke up 4.5 hours later, apparently. Mm-hmm. Had a bad reaction to the anesthesia. I've been under anesthesia before, and it wasn't this bad, but I was, like, dry heaving when I woke up. And I was still very drugged, so I don't remember anything but trying to throw up.
Yeah.
Which, of course, caused significant extra pain in my chest.
Oof.
Because you're
using your muscles to I feel like anytime I've had to even just have local, maybe it's just a mental thing though, anytime I've even had to have local anesthesia, I throw up after.
I don't know, some people have that.
I don't know if it's like a psychological thing though, like, or a shock thing.
Well, your body's
shock response. Yeah, something that I usually throw up, even like a small little thing like stitches.
Wow.
Ooh. I'll, like, throw up after.
Oh, I feel... Don't get your boobs done.
No, I won't. I've thought about it. Like a lot of women, I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. Even though I really love my breasts, I'm like, you know what I would really love, though? You know what I'd love even more? They're just a titch bigger. Like.
Right? I kind of just want to choke on them sometimes.
I just want to... myself. Sometimes, you know? Every girl's felt that. Okay, so you're heaving?
I'm dry heaving, and they put me out again to stop me from dry heaving.
Oh.
Because I could have done damage to the internal dissolvable stitches. And I don't remember a lot. I just remember them calling for, I think it was Demerol. Just knock me out again.
Yes.
I woke up now in the recovery bed. Okay, ladies. Your chest muscles are connected to everything above your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sit up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't lift my arms. I couldn't even move my head without causing pain. They just kept shooting me up with more morphine.
But still it was painful.
So there was nothing that got rid of that pain. I was delirious.
Yeah.
They gave me 2 Percocets. Put me in a wheelchair and gave me to my partner.
And how long were you in recovery?
I don't know.
Just, you don't know.
Unfortunately, I don't know.
You haven't asked your partner?
I've never asked my partner, no.
He will eventually,
yeah,
I'm sure.
He just came and picked me up.
At some point.
They probably just got sick of me asking for them to call him.
Yeah. So you feel more comfortable at home.
Can you call him? I need him here by my bedside.
Yeah. Not overnight, though.
No,
definitely not.
Okay. Definitely not. Okay. In a couple of hours. Okay. Just enough to make sure that I was...
alive.
Yep. And was no longer dry heaving.
Yes, right.
There was probably some gravel in that, too, which made me even dopier.
So you're dopey as fuck when your partner comes to pick you up.
Yes.
Yeah. Just
wheel me into the car. Don't remember the drive home.
Yeah.
He says that my voice was extremely whiny.
Whiny.
Like I have a pretty deep voice on a regular basis.
Yeah.
He said that it was like higher.
Yeah.
And just whiny.
Oh.
But it was okay. And then he went and got me Popeye's chicken. And I couldn't eat a bite of it.
I was going to say, could you eat? No. Yeah.
I didn't want any of it. I didn't want anything. The next 2 days are super fuzzy.
Yeah.
I did it on a Thursday. I was counting hours between Percocets.
Oh.
It was like, has it been 4 hours yet?
Can I take another one, please? Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Oh, God.
No, but again, it had been sliced open 3 ways.
What did like a week later look like? 2 weeks later?
A lot of pain. Yeah. Still, so I was forbidden from lifting my arms above my head for a week. Mm-hmm. I had to be bathed by somebody else.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome. I couldn't take the surgical bra off unless I was bathing.
Okay. That's so it. You're wearing this thing. Mm-hmm. And what? Do you have a drain?
No, that I did not need.
Okay.
Yay! That happens a lot for reductions.
Okay.
And although the lift and the reduction procedure is virtually identical, it didn't need drainage for me.
Okay.
Because they did remove a lot.
What does the surgical bra look like? Or
it's like a sports bra that...
Undoes at the front?
Zips up at the front and connects at the front, like bra clasps at the front.
Yeah.
And it's super freaking tight.
Yeah. Why?
Because of the lift. So couldn't have the pressure of the implants opening up the lift incisions.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had just gotten the implants, I would have actually been encouraged not to wear a bra.
Okay.
But because I got the lift too, I needed to make sure that my breasts reconnected with each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reconnected.
Like, well, each side reconnected.
Yes.
And they closed up.
Yes. So how long until you were feeling like a person?
Until I was off monster. The Percocet. I think I was on the Percocet for about a month almost.
About a month.
Yeah.
So you're feeling kind of regular you again about a month after?
Yeah. I was starting to feel more like myself about a month after.
Yeah.
It was at least a month. I would have moments where I could socialize for like a short period. I took 2 weeks off work. I recommend that anybody take 2 weeks. Do not take 1 week.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like, it sounds like 2 weeks is insane.
I came back. It was about 2.5 weeks before I came back to work.
Do you wish you could have taken longer?
The first 2 days I ended up going home.
Yeah.
It was too much. And again, like if you have a desk job, that's fine. I just happen to be in retail at this moment. So because of that,
around,
I was walking around and I couldn't lift anything heavy for a month. Can't exercise for a month. None of that. I think I had my 6 week checkup was when he said that I could start
holding things in your arms.
Yes.
Essentially.
Pretty much. That's when I could start using my pectoral muscles again.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and they had dropped a little bit.
Yeah, so what are they... This is, thing with the dropping, people may not realize this, and I didn't either. They don't look... They look different after you're getting them done.
Yes.
No, you've gotten them done. They look much different than how they're going to look in a few months.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because what's happening...
What's happening is the gel inside of them, gravity is turning it from a flat disc to almost like a water balloon. Mm-hmm. The water or whatever you've got in them, the gel, is moving to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So they call it dropping. The actual silicone inside is dropping, not the implant itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with it kind of pooling down at the bottom to get a more natural teardrop type look.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to do that.
It's supposed to do
it's
that.
It's supposed to fall or drop.
Exactly. They call it drop and fluff. They get all...
Okay. What's the fluff part?
I haven't seen the fluff part. I haven't seen the fluff part.
No fluff.
But yeah, basically when you first get them done, you look down and it looks like you've got like baseballs like
right up at
your neck.
Yeah. Like, right at your chin.
Yeah.
But they won't be like that always.
No.
They gotta fall.
They will.
So just over time?
Yeah. So they say at least 3 months before you get the majority of it done. Mine are still dropping. I'm 3 months in and I still know. And they drop at different rates.
Like the breasts drop at different rates.
My right one stayed higher for longer than my left.
Yeah.
Probably because I was using my arms more.
Oh, yeah.
My right arm is my dominant arm.
Right. And I remember you telling me you actually had to do some physio on them to get them to drop.
Yeah, they call it massage. It's not massage. But yeah, you basically just like hold your hands on the top of your breast, the upper pole, and you just gently push. And you can feel the bottom. I'm doing it right now. Sorry, guys, you can't see it. To actually see the bottom puff up when you do it. The other one is to take on each side and push them together.
Together.
because your pectoral muscles will actually, as you use them, separate them. Okay. So you want them to stay closer together. Mm-hmm. So you do that for, hold it for 10 seconds, let go, hold it for 10 seconds, let go. And you do that for the first 10 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then it's fine.
And then
you don't
it's
have
fine.
To,
yeah,
and then it's fine.
Point,
it'll
it's
do
over.
Its thing.
They're going to go where they're going to go. They have a mind of their own.
So, okay. We need to take a break. And then we got to talk more boobs. There's complications.
Little things.
Little surprises.
Yep, that people don't talk about.
Little happy surprises that happen between then and then now. We're going to talk about all... They're not happy surprises, guys. Spoiler.
No, really not. Spoiler alert, they suck.
Surgical complications. Spoiler alert. We're going to have a quick break. We're going to talk about the awesome folks that Come As You Are, and then we'll be right back with Jem.
This episode is sponsored in part by Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the documentary feature, available on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. Spiders Will Eat Your Face is a documentary about the history of pet tarantulas and how the web of spiders is all tangled up in some important historical moments in America. That is Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the movie, on Amazon.
This episode has been brought to you by the worker owners of Come As You Are. Come As You Are has the peculiar distinction of being the world's only worker-owned cooperative sex shop. With feminist and anti-capitalist values, Come As You Are only carries sexuality products that they truly believe in at the lowest price possible. Enter coupon code BEDPOST when you check out at comeasyouare.com to receive a 15% discount. And don't forget that shipping on orders over $50 is free in Canada. That's BEDPOST when you visit comeasyouare.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're here with Jem.
What?
And we're talking about boobs. We're talking about some boob implants.
Mm-hmm.
We left off at a cliffhanger.
Some minor complications
that yes. might and could and did happen along the way.
That they did.
So.
First one.
Yeah.
T-split. Right?
It's called
T-split. It's called a T-split. So the T incision split.
Okay, so the T, yeah.
Right? The T, so the, it's an upside down T. Now that I think about it.
The incision coming down from the nipple.
Yeah.
And the perpendicular across.
Exactly.
That's the T.
So there's this little, like, spot where the two incisions meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it can split open.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
I was really lucky. It was a completely superficial split.
Okay.
It just separated a little bit. It was no big deal. All I had to do was put polysporin on it.
Okay.
And it went away. But of course, click, 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 I take pictures.
Yeah.
And I go on every website and I email the pictures to my surgeon's office manager.
Yeah.
And she gets back to me within 2 hours.
Wow, nice.
She says, he says, wash it.
Yep.
Put the tape back on it.
Yep.
Put some polysporin on it. When can you come in and see us?
Great.
I was in the next day.
Wow,
he was
great.
That amazing.
Yorkville doctors.
Right? Yorkville, hashtag Yorkville. Sorry, but if you're going to get your boobs done, go where the money is.
Yeah, sounds like it. Holy
yeah,
shit.
So, and he had, like, took super care, and all he needed to do, it hurt like hell.
Did he put a stitch?
No. He put a Q-tip in to see how deep it was. Oh, I know! Because he needed to make sure that the implant wasn't exposed to the elements.
Okay.
Because that is where the complication occurs.
Okay.
So for me, thank God, it's under the muscle. So he puts it under the muscle, he stitched the muscle up, then he did the lift.
Okay. Okay.
So it's two separate sets of stitches, so I was still protected by the first set.
Okay.
So it was completely superficial. Those are superficial
stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And polysporin.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Okay.
But still to this day, when I put my arm up, it kind of like dimples in a little bit underneath there. It will go away as the scar tissue stretches.
Yeah.
Which all scar tissue does. And
yep.
It starts to kind of become what it's supposed to become. But right now it's tight.
Yeah.
So there's still a little bit of a dimple under my boob.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute. Sometimes.
It's
and then sometimes I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's number one.
That was number
that's
one.
Number one.
Number two. I actually had to find the answer to this. Again, Google. I ended up taking pictures again.
Yeah.
I'm totally like burying the lead on this one.
Yeah.
I took pictures again.
Yeah.
I sent them off.
Yeah.
To the surgeon. I said, sorry that I do a lot of self-diagnosis, but Google.
Yeah.
And I Googled and I Googled and I Googled. Basically, what it was when I lifted up my arms.
Yes.
Both sides, I would see what almost looks like when you go like this with your hand, when you bring your hand back and you get that little bone or the tendon that raises up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You even get them in your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get these tendons that raise up.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that.
Like a raised up tendon.
That went from my abdominal muscle
mm-hmm.
to my pectoral muscle
mm-hmm.
on both sides. And there was like two or three of them on both sides.
Vertically.
Yes.
Vertically.
And
up
if you
here.
Push them.
Yeah.
They would hurt like hell. So like tight violin chords almost.
Oof.
And I felt like somebody could play the violin on these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, play the guitar on that shit. Yeah.
And they were actually...
Play you like a stand-up bass.
That would be kind of hot. Right?
Yeah.
Except it hurt.
Except so the worst not. Pain.
Incredible pain. And they were called Mondor chords. And basically it was blood vessels that had been... They're like veins that were minoring, like minor,
mm-hmm.
and they were clotted.
Clots.
But it wasn't a big deal. They wouldn't get thrown somewhere else. It wasn't a problem with my health. I needed to take anti-inflammatories and put a hot compress on them.
No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal.
But so scary after major surgery. And I hated that the sites that I was using to research and to look up things never really talked about these minor things.
Yes.
And it made me feel different and it made me feel alone and it made me feel worried.
Yeah.
And I always thought, why couldn't we just say to people, hey, so these chords suck and you're probably
and probably might maybe
probably
if you're lucky no happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a tendon. You're not going to break it.
It'll go away.
It'll stretch on its own.
It's an easy fix.
Mm-hmm. But scary as hell when you've just had your breasts reconstructed.
Yes.
And you lift up your arms and it feels like you've got a tight rope that's causing you to hunch over.
Lots of little ropes.
Tons of little ropes.
A lot of little ropes.
Mm-hmm. That didn't look nice in the mirror.
Yeah, and just aesthetically, you're like, what? WTF.
Yep.
What the
fuck,
everybody?
A whole bunch of WTF.
Ugh.
So, and it took me too long to find the answer. And that was the problem. Like, on Google.
Yeah.
I should be able to find that answer pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
But again, I had a surgeon. I could email.
Yeah. So you emailed him. You took a picture.
I take
pictures. As you do. And he said, no big deal. Did he have you back to see them?
He said that I could come back if I wanted to.
But
then I was
serious.
Self-treating exactly the way that he would treat. And if I felt like I needed to see him again, he would see me the next day. And I had said, no, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I believe you. And I don't believe it's more serious. And guess what? They went away.
And guess what? It
and
wasn't
serious.
And here
I am, 3 months. They're gone away.
They're totally gone.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. How many are there?
There's three.
Okay.
No, there's four.
Okay.
The third one. Pimples.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
Where?
All over my
Where,
chest.
Where, why?
Because the skin has stretched.
Okay.
And it causes the sebum under the
What's
skin.
What's that?
That's what causes pimples. It's like a...
Pus?
It's kind of like pus.
Kind of.
But your skin has it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I should probably Google sebum because I Google everything else.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know.
But it forces it through your pores. Okay. To just like, you're stretching your skin, so the things that are underneath your skin are going, I don't know what's going on. It forces them out, and pimple.
And pimples. And
just little like blackheads, but no, whiteheads. I don't know.
Little whiteheads.
Little whiteheads.
Little whiteheads.
Tiny, tiny little whiteheads.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
But they're also kind of itchy because I have sensitive skin. Mm-hmm. So I'll scratch, and
sure.
Now it looks like I've got, I don't know, been attacked by black flies.
Yeah.
On my chest.
Yeah.
And
so you want to exfoliate it. What did it say? Yeah.
But you can't exfoliate.
You're not supposed to, are you not supposed to, or?
I could if I didn't have complication number four.
Oh, shit.
Hyper nipple sensitivity.
Oh, shit.
Look at your face. I wish I could see your face right now. You have so much empathy in your eyes. Yeah.
Hyper nipple sensitivity.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the main things that I would think that would dissuade me from getting my boobs done is that it would screw up my nipple sensitivity. Mm-hmm. It would make them not like unfeeling or overly so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a valid
It's very
concern.
Valid. It is. It's temporary is what I'm hearing.
Okay. But basically, what does it feel like or look like? Or
so most people will lose the sensitivity. And I read a bunch of stats and I don't want to get them wrong. But basically, I think it was like 20% takes up to 3 months before they get sensitivity back.
Okay.
And you start to feel it. You start to feel like the nerves like reattaching and firing. But unfortunately, like 5% will get over hypersensitivity right away, and it's going to take up to 6 months for it to go away.
Okay.
So it has gotten a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But about a month or so after my surgery, mm-hmm. I thought, wow, why are these still hurting?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it wasn't the incisions that were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Brushed up against the top of my nipple, and I wanted to smack people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a sadist, so that makes sense.
Perfectly in your character.
I'm waiting for any excuse to want to hit somebody consensually. But yeah, so I could not believe it, because my big thing going in was, I don't care if I lose sensitivity in my nipples.
Of course.
I don't really care about my nipples' sensitivity all that much. They've never really done anything for me. Mm-hmm. Not been a huge person on nipple play.
Mm-hmm.
Prefer to do it to others
mm-hmm.
than have it done to me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. And of course, I'm the one who gets stuck with
hypersensitivity. Yeah. So it's totally foreign to you.
Yeah.
Because you're like, meh, beforehand.
And now I'm like,
now you're like,
kiss
don't touch
them
me.
And die.
Don't touch them. Yeah.
Just don't
do
touch
not.
Them. You can, like, I'm
what about?
Good. You can squeeze my boobs. People are like, oh, I want to feel them. Sure, no problem. Feel them from the side.
I was just going to say, do not touch the center.
Don't go straight onto the headlights.
Yes, yeah, go under and around.
Under,
around, sides, over.
Right through the middle. I don't care if you motorboat them. Just don't touch the nipples.
Do not touch the nipples.
Yeah.
Can you feel it, like, in a bra? Is mm-hmm. it, like, materials rubbing against it?
Well, the good news is that all my bras are too small, so there's no movement inside of them.
You're still wearing your old bras?
No, I went up a cup size.
Okay.
So I went from a 36D, mm-hmm. which I was not a 36D. Mm-hmm. I was a full B. I would say I was a full B, but you know how they're doing the whole let's make people feel better about themselves and
yeah,
make
I got,
everything so much bigger?
I got measured once and they said I was a C. I was like, you're insane.
Yeah, I was never a D.
No.
Now, I could push them up and make them look like a D,
mm-hmm.
But I wasn't a D. And now I'm a 30, now I wear 36 double D.
36 double D.
But I am, my cup overfloweth.
Yes, with a double D.
With the double
still,
D.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. I have to get the ones that are like half cups and open.
Yeah.
So that half my boob can be out.
Yeah.
I can't get one that covers them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're really not too big for my frame. They're actually quite, I think they fit my frame
they
pretty
do.
Well.
Yeah. They totally do. Yeah.
So yeah. they're not super obnoxiously big.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So I don't feel them inside my bra.
Okay.
They don't move.
So the nipples are not rubbing up against anything. They're snug in your bra. Okay.
They're snug in
so
my
it's
bra.
Not a huge.
Until I take the bra.
Until you
off.
Take the bra off, and then you're dying.
So wear shoes that are too tight all day. Take your shoes off, and you know how your feet hurt more
when you've
for
taken
the first
them off.
10 minutes. That's what it feels like.
That's the nipple sitch. The situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard because my partners can't even...
Yeah, you want people to touch your new breasts.
And I can't share them the way I want to share them yet.
Because of the fucking nipple thing. Mm-hmm. Mm. And everything else at this point, so it's been like 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
So that's over. This is the last of your complications that we...
Yes.
No, knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Yes. And they were all minor, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah. So other than that, everything else has healed fine. Stitches.
Yep. There's one other thing that is not a complication.
Okay.
It's perfectly normal because they do dissolvable stitches. You mm-hmm. might think it's a pimple, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's a dissolvable stitch coming through.
Oh, coming out.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll actually come out and it looks like a... It's pretty gross.
It's a bump or whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, my surgeon actually said if I felt comfortable cutting them myself, I could. So I just took eyebrow scissors and would like, oh, the internal stitch is coming up. And I would just cut it. But I'm not squeamish about that stuff.
Obviously!
I know, I'll have to show you one of the dents from one of the stitches that didn't want to come out.
No. So is that still happening?
No, I think all of the dissolvable stitches have dissolved.
Yeah.
They start dissolving after, I think, 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then they'll continue to dissolve up to about 2 months. They might, and they're gone by 2 months.
So they're probably
months.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah, my body has absorbed them.
So what else needs to happen? Do you go back? Have you gone back?
6 months.
Six months.
So I won't go back until 6 months.
Okay.
And when I go back, I'll have my final set of pictures taken.
Yeah. So you can see your before and after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took a bunch of befores and afters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know. It was the night before my surgery, and I'm like, okay, babe, let's just take a whole bunch of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last time we see them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I go back at 6 months. That's when they should be pretty much done.
They should look like they're going to look.
Yeah.
After 6 months.
After 6 months.
Because right now they're still kind of falling as well, right?
Or a little bit, yeah.
Little bit.
I think I probably have about 25% left.
Yeah.
Of droppage. The only difference is now is that although the incisions are healed... And the scars aren't that bad. They're still obviously red. They still get angry. We call them angry.
The stitches.
Like, your scars are angry today.
The red scars.
Yeah.
But so those will go white.
Because the blood flow. Yeah. So they'll go white.
Eventually.
Yeah. And every now and then I'll be sitting and watching TV.
Yeah.
And I will scream in pain.
Why?
Because it feels like somebody just electrocuted my nipple.
Oh.
Because, or some part of my breast. Because... The nerves just decided they were connecting.
Oh.
In that moment, it just goes, boom, we're sending signals again.
Wow. You can feel that?
Well, I'm assuming that's what it is because it feels like...
You can feel something.
It's a sharp, it feels like... we were talking about electroplay, funny enough.
Yeah, electrostim today.
Right? And that's what it feels like.
Oh.
It feels like somebody just went with a neon wand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a Zeus.
Or a Zeus, yeah, something. And it's just...
Oh, no. So do you put on, like, something for the scars? Are you creaming? Are you...
Yes.
Doing something? You
yeah,
know,
I got
to help
gel.
With the healing? Or, like, the stretching of the skin? Do you have to do anything, like...
My surgeon's very much, your body is going to do what your body needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this, you can do that, you can do this.
Yeah.
There's all of these things out there. I'm not...
Not doing any of them.
I'm doing one. I did the massages he told me to do. The push-togethers and the push-down. And I bought the scar gel from the surgeon. As opposed to getting something over the counter. Because I'm like, I already spent $16,000. So I might as well pay $100 for that tube.
Yeah.
As opposed to going and saving... And paying, what, $50 for Mederma or something like that.
Right.
I don't know.
And I don't know. I think I would rather use what that surgeon specifically that did my surgery is giving me and recommending me.
Yeah. And he said that I didn't have to, but I do.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of things. I've heard coconut oil, bio oil, things like that. But...
And this is all just to fade the scars?
Yeah.
Yeah. To speed up the healing of the scars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something else I did after, because there was a week where... I had some external stitches, and he left the surgical tape on them. So after a week, I got the surgical tape removed. So after that, I was allowed to put on silicone tape. And that is supposed to keep the scars from puffing up.
Mm.
But mine never puffed up, and I found the silicone tape irritated me.
Okay. So you just didn't do that
didn't
at all?
No.
Oh my God. So are you, how do you feel? Like,
for the most part, I never stop touching my boobs. That's how I feel. I feel them.
Yeah.
All day long. Like, I run down the stairs at work, and I have to hold on to them because I don't want them to bounce too much. But yeah, I'm constantly pushing them together.
Yeah.
You're just sitting here watching me push my boobs together as if you don't already see it. Yeah, I'm playing with my breasts right
now. Guys, like there's a lot of breast play happening right now. But you're just, can you believe it? Like, when you look in the mirror or when you're touching them, are you just like, wow, wow, wow? Every time, are you just like,
so I walk down the hall. I walk down the hall in my apartment, and literally my partner will stop whatever he's doing if I've got, like, my top off or I've got a tight tank top on and I'm not wearing a bra, whatever the case may be. If he has visual of my breasts, he stops whatever he's doing. Boobs. He turns into a 15-year-old boy, and I love him so much. So, and all of that, my primary partner does that. Every other partner.
Yep.
Boobs. There's somebody at work that calls me tits now.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I love it.
You love it. You love the attention.
I do.
Yeah. Have you played, like, kink played, swinger played? With your new titties?
As long as nobody touches them, yes.
Yeah, touches the nipples?
Yes. So I do have regular partners that we do play with, and it was.
Do you feel sexy? Do you feel different playing with them?
That's a great question. I feel more vulnerable right now, and that's not a good place for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm a dominant,
I'm a sadist. So I feel a little bit vulnerable because I feel still a little fragile.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
physically, yes,
just in my breasts.
Yeah,
I feel a lot better if I actually wear like a sexy sports bra or a sexy crop top.
Something where they're locked and loaded and secure, feeling safe and secure. Yeah,
and I think the scars are also difficult for me to get out of my head. So if I'm laying on my back at any moment and anybody is looking at me, I'm going, you can see under my breasts right now. You can see the scars. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right.
And I get kind of out of my head space. So again, just stop that by putting on a body stocking or something like that, because the shape, and my surgeon said this, the shape is worth the scars.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so right. But the scars are still there, and they will.
The scars are there,
and
they'll get better.
Oh,
they'll
get
lots better, right? Yeah, and you'll get used to them as well.
Yeah, and a lot of people that look at them now, because everybody wants to see them, because they want to see.
Yeah, they want to see them. Yeah,
and even people who are thinking about getting the surgery, I want to see them. What does it look like? And everybody is telling me, "Oh my God, your scars look so good. Oh my God, they faded so much. Yep. Oh my God, I've never seen anybody's look that good." After only 3 months.
Hashtag Yorkville doctors.
Yes. Hashtag Yorkville doctors. So I know that they
Know they don't look bad, but yeah, it's just a thing you're self-conscious about at this time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I do have that moment, but then at other times I'm like, damn.
Are you, do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like, boobs?
Boobs. Everything is boobs. Like, I will come out of the shower, walk by the mirror, and my partner will be doing something, and I will stop and go, boobs.
Yeah, do you do a double take? Yeah, when you see yourself, hey now.
I do. Like, narcissism is running super high in my household.
Your head is just enormous.
I cannot walk by a mirror without looking. I just can't. I'm like, wait, puff out that part of the shirt a little bit, maximize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Arch that back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Shoulders down, tits up and out. Yeah.
Yes, posture has become very important to my life.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
I'm like, oh, don't slouch. Why slouch?
Yeah, no reason to slouch anymore. Fuck. Mm-mm. Oh my God.
I'm learning what kinds of lingerie look better.
Yeah, yeah. Like, clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's things that I never used to wear. So two big things were I always had to wear a bra. Mm-hmm. So I had to always have things with
straps.
Like tank top straps.
Yeah.
Now I'm noticing I can, one, do strapless, which is hot. But two, that kind of look where it comes off the shoulders and goes around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to wear that because you'd see bra straps.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best style for fake boobs.
Yeah, the best look for you. Yeah.
Best look for these boobs. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Like more of a halter neck or where it's off the shoulders there. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm like reinventing my old clothes. Yeah. I have this urge to buy new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. All my old clothes are new.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. They all look completely different now.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And now it's clothes that it was like, oh, I always wear a tank top under that and a bra.
Fuck
it's sheer. I'm not wearing anything underneath it.
Zero.
Done. It's like all of a sudden starting to go commando for the first time in your life.
Yeah. Everything feels different. So every pair of pants wears different.
I can feel the wind under my breasts. I could never feel wind under my breasts before.
It's fantastic.
The wind beneath my tits.
The wind beneath your tits. Jem, we're at time. We boobed the whole 50 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Like, I feel like it's so important to talk about because mm-hmm. So many people are curious. So many women are curious to do it themselves. There's not a lot of information about all these little things. You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you're so open and candid about it. I think it's amazing.
I wish I had somebody who told me about the pimples.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Everybody, this has been Jem. Do you have anything you want to tell people about?
The only thing I'd say is that if you're ever at Oasis on a Fetish Friday, mm-hmm. Me and my primary partner are there dungeon monitoring. So you can always come say hi.
Come say hi.
If you want to learn about anything BDSM related, if we know it, we will gladly share our knowledge with you.
Amazing. Thank you so much again, Jem.
Thank you.
Everyone, this has been Jem and I am Erin Pym and this has been the Bedpost Podcast. Check back often, everyone, because we do a new episode every single Friday. If you want to see Bedpost live, our variety stage show runs at the Social Capital Theater the third Friday of every month at 8. The next show is June 16th. For more information on everything Bedpost, please visit us on Facebook at Bedpost Erotica or on Instagram at the Bedpost Sex Show or on our new website, bedpost.ca. And don't forget to check out Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the documentary, which is available on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. Or Spiders Will Eat Your Face. Nobody wants that. That's Spiders Will Eat Your Face, the movie, on Amazon. Lastly, the Bedpost Podcast features original music by Stephanie Copeland, who can be reached on Facebook or at her website, stephcopelandmusic.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.